Bam! Jason Waller here with Jason Waller Unleashed. I can't wait for this episode to drop with my dude, the OG Wes fucking Watson. That's right, Wes Watson. Check it out. He is going to tell his story of how he's made millions of money coaching and helping people grow their business, grow their life, grow their style, help their bodies, better themselves. And he's done this in just 5 years since being out of prison. It's a great story. Stay tuned.
I've got a special guest here today. This guy is fucking hot to trot. I'm intrigued by what he's doing. I didn't do too much research because I want to fucking know, just like you guys want to know, his story. Let him tell it himself. Him get us motivated, inspired, ready to kick some ass. My man, Wes Watson. How you doing, baby?
I love the energy, Jason. Big Jason. Bam! Podcast. Yeah. I love that, man. It's just, that's a great way to come in with it. I'm doing great, man. I can't complain. I mean, too many people complain anyways. And the whole thing about that shit is strong people suffer without complaining. Weak people complain without suffering. And I ain't a weak motherfucker. And we're surrounded by a bunch of them nowadays. And it makes me sick after doing 10 years in prison, coming out and building an 8-figure business within the first 5 years.
Yeah, which is fucking amazing. Like, I was super intrigued. I started to pull some of your stuff up. We got a mutual friend. I'm like, this guy's a bad motherfucker. This guy gets it. This guy's inspiring. He's got that voice. You know, only a few of us can really echo that bass. Eric Thomas is one of them. You're one of them. You know, just really strong presence, gets out there and gets people juiced up.
You have to have been through it. You have to live it. It resonates through your soul. One of my favorite Steiner quotes was that it cannot be done through study. It has to be done through life, and only through life will we actually... I've been looking around, and I'm going, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening? There's so much knowledge, and there's so much education. What the fuck's the problem? And I looked around and said, we don't have an education issue. We have an application issue, and I'm going to change that by showing everybody how to apply everything every fucking day without fail, regardless of how you fucking feel.
Well, you've got a lot of people that follow you, not only on YouTube, but you've got people picking your brain on how to overcome things, how to better their life. And you talk a lot about, I was listening to some of your stuff this morning, about how important it is to master your body, how you got to wake up early and get shit done. I heard a clip where you were like, look, people that go to work and you're like, oh, I'm going to hit the gym at 5:30. I'm going to hit the gym at 5:30. I'm going to hit the gym at 5:30. And you're like, fuck that. Do it in the morning so your mind can be set up right. Talk about when you got out of prison, what were your goals? And you already had the discipline, but how did that help build what you've got now?
I only teach what I've done. So what I've done is massacre, completely obliterate the negotiation process that starts within. You ever call it like the inner bitch and all that shit? I don't even fucking go there. I don't even consider it. I saw a interview on Elon Musk and they were like, they were asking him if he would even like not consider these huge goals he had. He like drew a blank. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is what I'm doing. Those are the psychopaths who will fucking kill it. When people are like, what are you doing, Wes? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Greatness is a bunch of small things done at a really high level. So I just chose to completely wipe out the negotiation process. So I don't negotiate at all. So I made my day very difficult. I wake up at 2:45, have for 15 years. I'm at the gym by 4 a.m. or working out wherever I'm at. If I'm in my fucking cell, I'm working out at 4 a.m. in my fucking cell. It doesn't matter. I've done it for 15 years straight. Haven't missed once because that's everybody's problem. They're negotiating with the work that has to be done. They just want to do what they want to do. And I don't give a fuck what I want to do. I have a huge purpose. My purpose is to show everybody that our goal in this life is to self-actualize, then self-transcend. So actualization of self, which goes along which goes along with us building us to our highest potential. So self-actualization is the optimization of man. So I'm building myself in the greatest degree of what I admire, the individual I would fucking listen to. Are you the motherfucker you would listen to? So I created the person I would listen to, and then I decided to teach that person, give that person to the world. And that's actually what a lot of top people, I mean, Maslow's law was self-actualization, self-transcendence. I was sitting on my rack one morning at about 3:50, and the cops were walking, and I was writing down in my journal. I would come up with my own quotes once I got in that stream of consciousness that comes after really being grateful.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, I'm writing down, and I come up with what I call our life's purpose. to create the individual we admire, give that person to the world. And the fact is that goes along with Maslow's law, which is self-actualization, then transcendence. You can't be actualized till you transcend. And that means teaching, as we're doing here. A lot of people don't realize they're transcending self by dropping ego to get on camera, by not caring how they feel to go teach. And that's what you're doing here. That's what I'm doing here. And that's what the people who will thrive in 2023 and beyond have actually learned, is that you have to do something, have a skill set, have the mindset, and have the habits to then go push it forward. That's Brad Lee right there, but I mean, I had to give him the plug.
I love Brad Lee dropping bombs. That's our boy.
That's my homie. But the thing is like we really just don't take enough account for what we're able to do each day, which is the simplest things done at a high level.
You know, I think it's about the process. It's about the work we put in, right? I in my book, I wrote, you know, there's no elevator in life, right? You got to take the stairs. Anytime you try to cheat the system, you don't build that foundation. You don't learn from the failure. You don't get stronger from the fucking struggles. You're weak. When shit hits, you just run, right? And, you know, I think your personality, right, your strength, your conviction of how you relay messages and you bring people in, it's infectious and it's contagious in a good way where people are like, this motherfucker gets it. And you're right. The world we live in now is so fucking different than it used to be. And I've got four kids, you know, from 24, 19, 16, and 12. And, you know, I try to instill in them hard work. And, you know, I've been blessed. I've done really well in business and they have a totally different life than me. But my son said something to me not too long ago. He's like, Dad, I'm going to have an advantage. He plays football over a lot of these people because nobody wants to put the work in. Everybody's lazy. Everyone wants to blame
everybody. When a kid sees that, I'm just like, yes, he gets it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like, right. And more kids have to see that is the time to take it over.
As a father, there has to be a lot of pride behind hearing him say that.
Well, hey, look, and we make mistakes. He was on the football field last week and shoved somebody down, almost got in a fight. Kid was like 6 foot.
We want that.
Half of me wants that. I'd rather
my son be down for his shit than a pussy. Like, straight up. I don't give a fuck.
And yeah, he made the comment, Daddy was clowning on me, so I put him on his ass. I'm like, oh, geez.
If only the world would let more of that happen, where we would be. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. So I want to talk about...
There's a thing in prison. It's a level 4 policy. This is a level 4 yard, the highest level yard. You can't fight your own race. So everything's segregated by race in prison. So two white guys can't fight each other. They can't. You can't go fight each other. They'll come up and hand you a knife and say, if it's that serious, go kill him. And they'll be like, well, I don't want to kill him. I just pissed at him. I want to fight him. Well, then fucking drop it and get the fuck back in line. If it ain't serious enough to take it all the way, drop it and get the fuck back to what we have to do. And so that's what a lot of people need to apply out here. They're just caught up in their emotions about a bunch of shit that is not that serious on where they're going. They don't even really know what serious is. A lot of people think they're suffering from adversity, and really they're just not getting their way and crying about it. There's a big difference between adversity, true adversity, and just not getting your way and being a fucking whiner about it.
Amen to that. You know, you came out, you build your business. I want to understand what it is your business does. I think the world and the listeners out here, especially the BAM listeners out there, like, what is Wes doing to be so successful? Like, what is your business model? You're building this out. I see the success. I saw the house, fucking dope as fuck. I love to see people be successful. I saw the cars. I've had a couple of those cars. I had an Aventador. I've had a Ferrari. I haven't had some of the cooler cars you fucking had. I was like, those are dope as fuck. But that's the kind of shit that inspires people.
We love it.
We love to see success. We're like, hell yeah, that motherfucker worked for it. Like, hard work, that's what that equals. No excuses, right? So talk about your...
I came out of prison and I showed everyone to a T exactly how to do it. So I haven't missed a post on Instagram since before prison. I was posting in prison with burner cell phones, knowing I was going to setting the foundation of my personal brand to come out. Wrote a book, did every right step when it was impossible to do. I even wrote my book. I wake up at 2:45. So for 18 months, I woke up at 1:45, wrote for an hour every morning, and then made sure I still did my normal business process and everything, got the book done. But on the actual business front, first I started with training, nutrition, and mindset. And that was a program that was still is $299 a month, $750 for 3 months, $12.99 for six, $2,000 for a year. We have an app that tracks everything, and then you're on Zoom calls once a week with me for mindset and accountability. That's my mid-level program. Then I have an elite program for the top people who I work with one-on-one on the Zoom call. And that's a bi-weekly Zoom call. That's $3,000 a month, $7,500 for three, $12,500 for six, and $20,000 for a year. This is where I work with really top people on any issues they're having. And it's the same app that we use, but the call is one-on-one. So you're paying for the one-on-one time, which is bi-weekly on that program. But what I've really done is I started to teach these people on the mid-level program, the elite program, to get their mind right, get their life right, really get to a stage of personal development when they're like, I fucking have to do this for a living. I love this. Now, one of my first guys, he was with me for a year, an SA from LA, gangster dude. And he's like, teach me how to do what you did. After I got him ripped his first six pack, got him to quit drinking, got him in better standing with his family, fucking was finally disciplined and positive for the first time in his life, Guerrero Fitness and on Instagram. And then he's like, can you teach me to do what you do? I'm like, of course. And so I started teaching that for the same price point as my elite program. $3,000 a month, $7,500 for three, $12,500 for six, $20,000 for a year. These guys are coming in for $7,500 bucks. I'm teaching them everything to do to build their personal brand. The offers to fucking deliver, everything to fucking post, everything to say, the calls to action, everything. And some of them have made $2 million off like 15 grand. Now they have the wisdom to do it, the know-how and the business running for the rest of their fucking life.
That's so fucking, I love when you can elevate and help other people get to the fucking next level.
They go like this. They don't tell me, Wes, you changed my life. They're like, you changed my whole fucking family's life. Like, you changed my family, bro.
That's a game changer, dude. That's awesome. I get chills thinking about that.
I got lit up right now. I got the goosebumps right when I said it. Because, like, that's confirmation. Yeah. Like, anybody who doesn't realize, conscience congruency is everything. When Jason saw the path he had to walk, the fact that he fearlessly walked it is what brought it into fruition. I saw the path I had to walk. I'm like, okay, Wes, right when I fell in prison, I'm like, you got the pen right now, motherfucker. Okay, you got this. You have to create the baddest prison motherfucker. Like, the man that, like, the baddest dude on the yard, you have to create him. You have to do it all. You have to live it. You might not make it, but who gives a fuck? You have to do it. So then I get fully covered in prison ink. I even institutional stabbing where I almost got a life sentence and I barely made it out. You know, I did my time, did my 10 fucking years and I barely fucking made it out. To where even at the end, they're like, take your Instagram down. You ain't going home. I'm like, fuck you. And they're just all, you'd rather keep your Instagram up than go home. I'm like, I'm going to use that. I'm like, what, do you follow me? Shit's private. And the cop's like, maybe we do or something. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking do. You want to get in shape, motherfucker. And they're just all, and they're like, take it down or you're not going home. I said, I am home, bitch. What are you talking about? I've been here 10 years. You're going to threaten me with a good time? I run this shit. Haven't you looked around? Everybody, I'm just like how I could post, hey, everybody, let's do some burpees on my page for our people. Let's fucking do this. And I get 500 fucking messages. Come on. It was the same way in prison. It was the same way everywhere I went because I fucking live it to a T. We only should seek a leader who actually incorporates his teachings. That's it. Yeah. That's all you should fucking look for. Is this man really incorporating his teachings? Because that's what we don't have. We don't have an education issue. We have an application issue. Your teacher, your guide, your motherfucker, your mentor has to be fully applying what he teaches for you to have the faith in it. And then his group has to be applying it to a T. So, I mean, I went to Andy Frazella's First Form headquarters.
Yeah.
The people are as militant as him. That shows who he is as a leader. I put down a weight at the 50-pound dumbbell was not at 6 o'clock. It was at like between 6 and 7. And DJ right. came up and he grabbed it. He went, Andy, be pissed about that. And he put it at 6 o'clock. Perfect. The number's perfect. Everything there is perfect. They respect him so much that that's how they operate. And that's how a leader runs. I was so fucking impressed by that. I'm like, thank you, God, for letting me see that right now. That's how a man leads his people. And a man leads his people with straight, because they know he's dangerous and he's disciplined. He will fuck your shit up, but he's disciplined enough to not, and he's going to handle it correctly.
I love Andy. He's a good dude. I got to see him.
Level, the way that place is ran.
I haven't been to the place, but him, Ed, and E.T., I got to go to a couple of their events, and E.T.'s my favorite of all time. But
I just spoke with Ed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Ed's a good dude. So
it went me, Brad, Ed. It was fucking awesome. It was fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. So you got to speak at an event with them.
Yeah, just 3 weeks ago in Utah. It was Rob Bailey in the Muscle. It was their event. And we closed off the show with me, then Brad, then Ed, just 30 minutes of fire. Each person just hammered the motherfucker. I think I dropped too many F-bombs. There was like a thing going on in there. No, but there was like an event going on there that like didn't fit our people. And the people who were throwing the other events were like, what the fuck is this shit? We're just get way passionate, remembering the stories of being in prison and being incarcerated, and then thinking about where we're at now. Like, I'm going to leave my penthouse now and my Ferrari F8 that I bought cash, and I'm going to drive it back over to my mansion in Rancho Santa Fe that's 9 acres, that's a fucking just compound. I'm just going to walk by my 9 other exotics that are all paid for cash. I'm just going to let it resonate that we ain't even fucking started, motherfucker. And who gives a shit? Take all the shit. Take it all. You can't take the intrinsic worth I've put in my soul from the work I've done every fucking day. And that's what a true entrepreneur is. That's what a true man is. Someone who validates himself with the work. And I always have people who have trouble finding their validation in other places. I'm like, you only validate yourself with your fucking habits and the work, not the result. The man who validates himself with the work and the habits over the result itself, he can't be stopped.
Right. That's fucking deep. You know, I built a billion-dollar business, and we ended up closing. You know, I had to lay off 2,200 people. We did $600 million in revenue last year. And so I found myself in a position. It's the third company I built up for several million dollars. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? Am I going to sit here and bitch? Am I going to complain? Am I going to whine? Even though there's a big fucking lawsuit against them and all this shit, I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Like, I'm going to do me. I'm going to focus on the next chapter. I'm going to focus forward. They can take the company because that fucking faulty, they can't take what's here. They can't take that fucking, that hunger, that drive, the putting the work.
Like, you already did it all. Like, I did a speaking event with Bedros. We were on stage like 6 hours a day for 2 days. And I talked to Andy before. I was like, what happens when you like, don't have anything else to say? He's like, the fuck you mean? I'm like, well, when you like run out of shit, you've been talking for so long. He's like, everything you say is right. You did it.
Yeah.
Like, you went from here to here. Everything you tell them is right. You did it. They're asking how you did it. The fuck? And I'm like, dumb. I should have known that, you know? But that's why someone like you is so good to learn from. You fucking did it. And I love that shit.
Yeah, you know, I'm good in business. I got to focus on fucking taking care of my body better, right? I got that dad bod. Looks good from here up top. I get out of the fucking pool. It's like, motherfucker, you got to work a little bit more on your eating.
All that shit is real easy. I mean, I have a transformation of a guy who just came on my program. I posted it today on my Instagram. And I mean, these are guys on my mid-level program that I get right real quick. This was 30 days. The guy just fucking from, you know, slight chunky little bit to straight chopped in 30 days. I got all that shit dialed because in prison, I would just write down everything, meticulous to the gram of everything I ate. And I'd even be tracking everything that my boys in there ate and doing these workouts. And I mastered it to that down to the greatest detail. To where all these people out here are riding that line of comfort so much. I'm like, fuck that. We're doing less. We're doing more work with less. And they're like, isn't that like wrong? I read this somewhere that that's too little. Fuck! Do you think people in other countries would be mad about eating 250 grams of protein, 300 grams of protein a day? They're like, well, is that too much? Shut the fuck up. Like, just listen, motherfucker. Like, the amount of food people think is too little here is a dream come true for one day in some of these people in other countries that they'll never see. Never. And we're like, oh my God, I was hungry. You weren't hungry. You just don't know what fat loss feels like. That's the mindset change. You don't walk around going, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I lost my business, I lost my business, I lost my business. You walk around going, this is what fat loss feels like. This is what fat loss feels like. This is where I want to be. You walk around going, they can't take it from me. They can't take it from me. They can't take it from me. Watch what I build. People don't understand conscious auto-suggestion. What are you saying? When you're in prison for a long time, your mental witness is so sharp because there's no fucking distractions. So your mental witness, you're watching your thoughts and emotions and everything take place all day. So I've become a master of that mental witness. And I've learned to just stand back and watch my mind work to where I don't really, I just make sure my daily habits are non-negotiable. Boom, they're set. I'm doing them. I don't give a fuck. They're done. And then I just watch my thoughts all day and make sure they're aligned with sticking to everything I need to do and constructing deeper topics, which is the bread and butter of my business, that I'm a deeper thinker and I'm actually a thought leader in the group of people that are my people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love that the attention to detail of everything that you're talking about and everything that you're doing is so important, you know, in different aspects
of
our life.
That's the biggest thing, bro. Like the other day I was fucking sitting there and I was like getting something out of my fridge and I was so passionate about it. And I'm like, why the fuck has everyone lost their passion? What the fuck? And like, I'm like, can I just give this to them? And I just go out to my phone and I just start yelling it. And they're just like, oh, that's the only way we can give it to them. Because energy exchange is the language of the universe. But you said it right there, bro. Like, they're losing the passion, bro.
Yeah, they really are. So let's talk about some, you know, some badass stories that really changed and molded you, you know, when you were in prison. What are a couple things that, you know, you mentioned a stabbing, you mentioned you almost didn't get out of there. You just mentioned, you know, the chubby cop, you know, fucking hating from afar, trying to get some tidbits and telling you to shut it down before you get out. What one or two things really fucking just put it in perspective for you? Like, holy fuck.
It always put in perspective that when I would show up, everywhere I would show up, I'd be like, there's got to be like this super gangster here who gets it. And he's just this monster who is, everything's clicking. He's got the block in order. Everybody's got their shit. He's having shit from the street come in. He's got it. He's got his routes figured out. And then I would show up and I'd be like, what the fuck? And that's what happened when I came out to the street. I'm like, you guys don't see this? And then time and time again, no matter where I show up, I've realized that it's me. And I'm like, looks like I got to do it. If it'll be, it's up to me. And I'm just like, okay, well, what we got? What do we got? I look around and like in minutes, I have the place cracking. Like I always roll up with like a phone book full of green dot numbers that are like their money pack numbers. They look like a phone number. It'll say like John, Tim, they're all $500. And so I'm in prison and I got a phone book that looks like phone numbers that's 50,000 in green dot numbers, 30,000 in green dot numbers at all times. So they transfer me to a new facility because I got one cracking too much and they know I'm orchestrating too much. I got too much institutional sophistication and influence to where they move me all the time. They're like, Wes, you got to go. I'm like, why the fuck you moving me, Rodriguez? What's up, dog? And they're just like, you know why? I'm like, why? What's up? And it's like, I'm like, I'll be back. And I just go pack my shit up. And then I have to like leave all the phones I have there, leave all the shit I have there. And everybody's like, everyone's grateful for like the dust that falls out my motherfucking beard there. You know, they're like, damn, like just being around this dude. Now I got a phone. This is the first phone they ever had. Like I would have like 5 to 7 phones in the block being circled around, being rented out for $50 an hour. They all get to use the phone for 1 hour and they get their 1 hour per day on their time slot. And I got everyone paying me $50 to use the phones and they're just paying for themselves in like a week. I mean, dope in there. Like a gram of fucking heroin or speed or anything you could buy for $150 or you could sell for $50 a paper, which is like 11 papers per gram. So someone like me, I go in there and I'm like, bam, just break everything down. Everyone's working for me and it's a rack. And I'm just sitting there on my rack on my Instagram reading self-help books and killing workouts. And like under my bed and everyone else's beds are just piling with Folgers coffee, soups, beans, sausages, all the shit we eat in prison. And then at the places you can have protein powder and amino acids. I mean, I have more amino acids and protein powder under different beds and around the block than most people out here have in the form of money in their fucking savings account. To where I just realized time and time again, I cannot be stopped if I don't stop myself.
That's fucking, dude, that's a sick ass fucking story. So you've been just running shit and you had brought that mentality out and said, fuck that. I'm going to stack this and build this business and teach these guys the way. You know, I always like to say everyone thinks they're a gangster till they fucking meet one. And you went in there, nobody was there. And you're like, fuck this. I like how you said, if it'll be, it's got to be me. Is that what you said?
Yeah. If it'll be, it's up to me.
And that's fucking great. I love that.
Give me the fucking chills like a motherfucker, bro. We got that energy going. But
I'm telling you,
dude, even now we lived in this place with my girl and her daughter. And then they're like, it's too small. She's all up in our business. and it's just too close. And so she moved back to Vegas, and it's fine. I like space too, whatever. We just travel back and forth. But and then I'm like, I'll get us a bigger house. And I get us like the mega ultra compound. And they're just looking at me like, what the fuck are you? Like, how in the fuck? Like what is, why? Like, and I'm like, because you guys are worth it. I want to give you guys the world. You know?
Why not? You live fucking once. That's why.
Dude, people are like, this is what people all the time. Wes, like, why 9 exotic cars? You don't need them. I'm like, oh, bitch, you're still living in needs? I've made it to wants, motherfucker. Do you really
want to? It's because you can. It's because you fucking can.
I love it. I don't even explain to him. I say, oh, dude, you're still in needs. Oh, I've made it to wants. Wait till you get over here. It's very nice.
Yeah, dude, I love your collection. And I love the fucking house, dude. I was like, holy fuck. I got some boys that live out, some business partners live out in San Diego. And I was like, dude, you got to check this dude's fucking.
That's like, when I got out, I was like, I need a penthouse downtown because this is my real spot, my real city, downtown San Diego. I have the best penthouse on the water right here. But the whole thing is once I got that, I'm like, oh, I need the Rancho Santa Fe mansion. That's like the upper echelon of San Diego living, is if you had a penthouse downtown and you had the Rancho mansion. And my mansion over there is 16,000 square feet, but on 9 acres. It's just ridiculous. But the whole thing is I wake up every morning so angry that I could give a fuck about anything I've done. And all I equate that to is what we think is our greatest weakness is actually our greatest strength once we denounce it. So strength is built through restraint. When I restrain that anger and I chip away at that anger with positive acts, it slowly goes away. And the law of polarity will state that someone who does not know the depths of hell cannot know heaven. And so like I know the depths of anger and frustration every day. So yeah. I reach gratitude and elation at a different degree most people could ever understand. So I really believe people live so weak with so little intensity, with so little commitment that they can't know these two ends that I know. And they'll never be able to reach that level until they take themselves into these places that I've took myself, not meaning prison, meaning within.
Do you feel like, you know, our personalities are similar. There's very few people that are like that. Your life's different, but
You came on commanding with the energy. And you're not cringeworthy with it. Sometimes when people come on like that, you're like, oh, this motherfucker. But you had it. And you even said it. You're like, few people have it. We have it. The guy who will say he has it, he has it. It's in it.
Right.
And that's that essence right there, people cannot be taught. That is just once you've dropped all ego, all validation issues, once you actually have the accolades behind you that you wanted, that validates you, then you set your own story. And everyone's believing their own story. So, I mean, what story are you telling yourself? So I love the story that you're telling yourself every day in your head to be where the fuck you're at, to come on that commanding. I know that man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I wanted to bring up that, you know, with the personality that I have, where I'm like, fucking, let's go. I got, you know, you fall down, get the fuck up, shake it off, let's go. It's a mentality. It's a lifestyle that we live. The problem I have in life, and I want to ask you if you ever have this, is I struggle with empathy and sympathy, right?
I really only coach from, like, I coach from compassion and compression, but I'm the opposite. The person who's weaker and is struggling, they need you to compress them. The people like us, we need the compassion because nobody cares about us at the top. One of the most famous people on the planet, everyone knows who he is, called me the other day. He said, Wes, how you doing? I said, good. What's up, bro? What's up? And he's like, you good? And I'm like, I'm winning. You know I'm winning. You see me winning. He's like, nobody ever checks on us. Remember that. And this is like the most famous person on the planet. Nobody ever checks on us, Wes. I said, so I'm on your level? He's like, of course you are. And he goes, remember that. Nobody checks on us. And I'm like, fuck, that was real. So that's a long time ago. I adapted that, but I knew it was confirmed then that the top people who people don't give any leeway to, they just assume we're good. They need the compassion. And the people at the bottom who are just always fucking, everyone's always accommodating their shortcomings because they're weak, which is disgusting. They need to be compressed as a motherfucker.
I agree. I agree. I just get chipped from my wife every now and then. You're just so hard on the kids. You're just so hard on employees. Because I've got like, look, you can't fix fucking stupid. You can control what you can control. You put in your efforts. Everything's about effort. Everything's about drive. Everything's about believing in yourself, having fucking confidence. If you have zero confidence, you're not going to do shit. And so, no, nothing. It's all you have. If you don't fucking love yourself, you can't love anything else. Like, and I tell my girls and shit like this, wife sometimes says, you got to learn empathy and sympathy. I'm like, the fuck I do. Like, no. My strength is what I am. It might be my weakness, but that's who the fuck I'm built to be.
See, the thing is, the biggest thing is that love ain't lies. So you're not showing them love by lying to them. And if their facts fit something that's detrimental to them, you better show it to them. Because this conflict avoided is going to multiply. So you have to just cut it where it's at. If you love someone, you won't lie to them. I think so many people are lying to people to not hurt them that it's fucking way more shit up than if we were just like if my chick was like, you know, like I'm not really that attracted. Because I tell her all the time, you're not that attracted to me. There's girls who are attracted to me. I don't think you're that attracted to me. You don't show me enough. Like I'm way forward. And then she's like, I am. I'm like, but it's not the same. I'm like, you could just tell me. Just tell me so I could find someone who's more attracted to me if that's not the case. And then a few hours, she'll remember to act that way. But the thing is the whole fucking thing about it is I don't want to fucking be lied to. And the way my life is, people don't have to lie to me. Tell me my facts. Yes. Hey, Wes, you're an asshole. Thank you. Hey, Wes, like I said on the Brad Lee podcast, a lot of you guys need an asshole in your life. An asshole that knows you're better than where the fuck you're at and will tell you. And tell you how to get there. Real friends don't show you the Rolex. They show you how to get it. I'm pissed. I left all my watches at the other pad. I came from the gym. But I saw what you were wearing, Sky Dweller Gold.
Oh, yeah. See, look at you. You know the shit. There you go.
Oh.
You got some. I haven't seen your watch collection. You got a lot of any bling? Because I've got some.
I'm just really with the Rolexes and the – I just different Rolexes. I need to step up to like a Patek or something.
So I'm 43. My 40th birthday, I was always just Rolex only, right? The classy Rolexes.
Yeah.
And then I got an AP and my wife got it fucking all bedazzled in diamonds. So I was like, this is dope as fuck. And I liked it. So then I grabbed another watch. It's the, what's the biggest Rolex? It's the sport one.
Yachtmaster 2?
Yachtmaster 2, and I had that bedazzled, and that was the yellow gold. So then I had these things, and I'm like, okay, this is like a little too much, right? Because I'm the type that I buy shit, and then I have it, and I'm like, there's no midgets that come out and fucking dance. There's no fireworks.
I never drove my McLaren 720. It has like 30 miles on it. I haven't even driven.
Right, so you get it, and you're like, okay, it's no big deal, but you do it because you can fucking do it. Well, then I fell in love with, so I did those watches. I still love Rolex the best, but I fell in love with Jacob & Company.
Oh, Jacob's got sick shit.
And I've got a couple of those that are fucking dope as fuck. And nobody knows what they are. And if I wear them,
it's like just crazy one of one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've got two Jacob & Company watches that I love and I'll wear every now and then. People are like, what the fuck is that? I like to have shit that nobody else has.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to be, you know, stand out and be different than everybody else. I like to set trends. What I see about you is you like to fucking set trends. You put something in place with your ideas, with your discipline, with your personality, with who you are. Like you said, someone's got to be an asshole, but an asshole that is pushing and holding people accountable. And you're setting trends out there. There's nobody like you. There's some similar to you, but there's no one fucking like you. And I love that.
Yeah, I've just a lot of stuff like I only wear Chuck Taylors. Like everyone knows that. I'll do posts all the time that say same Chuck's new whip, you know, or like it's just.
I grew up in Phoenix, so I love Chuck Taylors too.
Hell yeah! And it just in prison, that's what you wear. The state issue, like look, state issue California CDC shoes look like Chuck Taylors, so you just get used to wearing that shit. And then the whole point, I drink Folgers instant coffee still, and people are like, "God damn, like step your coffee up." I'm drinking some right now. I got
Starbucks right now. Like,
I mean, hey, like literally, I stick to a lot of the same shit. Everyone knows I just stick to a lot of real simple shit. And I'm like what you call a sapiosexual. Like I'm really attracted to intelligence. So if someone found something out that I couldn't figure out, they trumped me. I'm like, oh, that motherfucker. Like, I have to figure out the next thing. Like, and I always dig deep on systems. I'm a real systems person. I always say, you'll never rise to your goals. You fall to the strength of your system. So I create systems that are so bulletproof, they can't fail. Only you can fail at doing them. This system is bulletproof. Now we just have to have you do it. Now that's a mindset and a psychology issue, which I can fix.
Yeah, and you said something earlier about it seems like no matter how well you do, Wes, no matter how far you go in life, people like us, you're never satisfied, right? You're still hungry, right? You can continue to eat, you can continue to buy the cars, you can get the mansion. It's still not enough. And it's not that you're arrogant, but I have a rule here. It's called AGB, always getting better, 1% every fucking day. So if a year from now I'm 365% better, that doesn't mean I'm going to fucking stop and let everybody else pass me up. I got to be another 365% better the next year. And you just keep going and you just keep going. Yeah. And what you mentioned earlier is kind of that mindset.
Yeah, happily dissatisfied. I'm happy as fuck. I'm proud as fuck of myself. But I'm going to sit there and fucking resonate on it, jack off about it all fucking day. I'm going to get right back. I only go for the feeling. So I don't care about the result. I go for the feeling of
it's the win. It's the hunt.
The win. Hey, you can't stop me, motherfucker. Can't stop me, motherfucker. I'll be there again. I'm probably the only person who has this streak that I've had. Like, I love 75 hard and all, but I'm more like 7,500 hard. Like, I'll never miss.
You're like OG 75 hard. Dude, That's what you are.
I love that program that Andy put out for everyone. So simple, so good. Such a good starting point. But I've just never stopped. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. I'd literally, like, the worst thing I would do is go out and have a steak and be out till like 9 o'clock. People are like, that's a boring life. I'm like, you've never lived a life of purpose then. I mean, my life is so purpose driven. Fuck pleasure. Like, living my purpose is the greatest pleasure known to man. And people are like, Wes, it's not all about money. I'm like, well, we're in shape too. Well, it's not all about being in shape, Wes. I'm like, well, I saved fucking thousands and thousands of lives too. And they're like, well, and I'm like, I'm looking at you. I want to look at people and know what they're about. Like, really just look at them and be like, this guy's about this. It's clear as day. Because in this fucking world, there's the most common thing is a consistent man that is not successful. Everyone goes to work every day. They don't have any fucking money. Everyone goes to the fucking gym or tries to work out. They ain't in shape. The most common thing is consistent people who are not successful. And it's disgusting to me because their blueprint is just off. They really think they're adhering to the blueprint correctly, but they're just actually lying to themselves about small aspects of it where I come in and go, no, you can't fucking do that. That has to be this number, motherfucker. Fuck is that? And I care so much about optimization and progress that that's really all I care about. And once you've got it for yourself locked in, then you naturally move to other people. If you're not someone who goes outwardly to teach people and guide them and share with them what worked for you, then I think you have the biggest fucking ego. Not the guy flexing his jet like Grant or his cars like me. That guy doesn't have the biggest ego. That billionaire who hides it, that everyone thinks is so frugal and fucking, he has the biggest ego. He won't teach you shit. He's going to show you a lot.
He hoards it.
He doesn't just hoard the money. He hoards the knowledge and the wisdom.
Yes.
He doesn't teach anybody. Is there one billionaire online like offering access to him where like, I'm going to show you how to? No. And everyone's like, you should live like him where he doesn't floss and doesn't do that. He doesn't fucking help anyone either.
Right. And look, it's a fine line. You're absolutely right. Because I used to post, you know, running a company, we were going to go public. We signed a deal to go public. So I had to take these fucking classes to be a public CEO, which I would have been a very fucking odd, public, fucking rambunctious, fuck the world type CEO.
But I'm trying to make you put the suit on for good, you know?
Well, and look, and part of me was like, you know what? I can do this. I built this company from the ground up. It's my third business. And I'm like, you know, I can do this. I'm just going to be me. Fucking if Zuckerberg can fucking do it, I could fucking do this shit. I got this. So I was super jacked. Some shit happened. We ended up not going public. We had this $1 billion valuation. But I remember during COVID is when I started to build my personal brand. I was on the TV commercials. I did a podcast that fucking flew up to the top 3 in the country. like in 6 months, I was like, holy shit. And then I wrote a book that was a bestseller. So then it was like, I have to show that a kid from the trailer park abused and all the other bullshit can make, you know, tens of millions of dollars and fucking buy houses and cars. So I was doing that and running my company, and everything was great until the company had some issues. And it was like, oh, this asshole, this and da, 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 da. So there's a fine line where people think, and I think you were touching base on that, you shouldn't brag, you shouldn't do that. But what about the fucking people who need it? What about the people that need to see real motherfuckers made it?
We as humans are offerings to the world. We owe the world what can be. You owe the world your story of overcoming. Fuck serving self. Drop ego, fuck serving self, show everybody how you did it openly, and they're going to come to you in hordes, just so grateful. I probably make $1 million a year of people signing up for elite programs of mine and saying, keep it. I already learned too much. I just wanted to pay you. I'm like, what? No, we're doing the goddamn program. They're like, bro, I'm in such a good place off your free content. Keep it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, I don't even have time. Like, I'm killing it so hard from what you've dropped for free. Boom, here. Like, people don't even make as much as people just give me for that and with their goddamn business. They're like, how do you have so much business, Wes? I'm like, first off, I built my whole following organically, the real way. Didn't miss a post for over 5 years on multiple platforms, not once. And it's like, they're just not willing to put in the work on the days that they don't want to work. Because why? They're selfish. I'm not selfish. I live for the world. Fuck me. Fuck Wes Watson. Fuck him. Like, fuck his ass. You know, nobody gives a fuck about that motherfucker, especially me. That's why I'm successful. Because I don't give a fuck about me. Like, wear me to dry every day. Ring me out. Fucking just leave me as bones on the floor at the end of this motherfucking day. But don't leave me having too much energy when that day ends to sit there and beat myself up about what the fuck I didn't do, like every other man on this planet who has too much fucking energy that he's not using.
Amen to that. I think if God gives you that gift of fucking energy, you got to fucking use it. You got to put it to work. And I love how you said you got to show everybody what you've got, because there are people out there that need to know you're real. They need to know, like, hey, I'm a real motherfucker. That's a real motherfucker. I can do this. It's not given to them. And I think you're right. I never looked at it that way. It's the more egotistical people are the ones that hoard everything and don't post and don't share. Yeah. I never looked at it that way. Yeah, so that's knowledge I'm picking up.
It's all about them. Oh, I look dumb. I sound dumb. Or I don't even have time. It's all about them. They're selfish as fuck. The selfish people are the ones that really dissolve ego. They drop all that apprehension. They're willing to take on a lot of negativity because they don't care. They only see the positive. I'm a 99-1 motherfucker. There could be 99 bad things happen. I see the one way it could work.
Yes.
And I go right after that. They're like, Wes, there's all these reasons not to do it. I see one reason to do it. I'm in. But I'm the motherfucker who went to trial. And they said, Wes, there's a 98, Mr. Watson, there's a 98% conviction rate in San Diego and San Diego County. Are you sure you want to go through with this trial? You will lose. I said, bitch, are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to win. You don't got shit on me. I went to trial and lost like a motherfucker. But in the end, that lady who was in that room who told me that I was going to lose, she took her life on 11-11-11 because she couldn't deal with the district attorney she was, the person she was. She smoked herself. And guess what? I did my prison term, came out. Look where the fuck I'm at. I don't wish that upon nobody, but that's the reality of what karmic debt does to you.
Yeah, amen. I believe in karma so much too. You get what you fucking put in, right? And everything comes full circle.
She was washing people up and handing out man years to jump her man years up on her fucking statistics, which are people's lives, which is sickening. But I can't hate her for it. They're just doing what they're told. I don't listen to I'm like a perfect storm. I don't listen to mankind. Like, I don't listen to anything anyone's doing down here. I won't even really listen to people unless they fully, like, match the checklist of what I need to see to listen to them. So that's why I show everything I have, because I need to fucking see it. I need to fucking see it to believe you. Like, I need to see the fucking Stripe account that you really made that this month. And I want to know how much you fucking profited, motherfucker. There's too many of these 20% profit, nine-figure motherfuckers. And I'm a 90% profit, eight-figure motherfucker, multi-eight-figure. So what? We're way different. We ain't the same. My shit's lean because I'm smart and I can operate a different way. But that being said, I really fucking know that the fact of this whole thing is that we have to create the person that we would listen to. Like, I'm the guy I would listen to, and that's why it works.
Yeah.
If you would listen to Mr. fucking Rogers with a fucking button up, hey, Wes, we're coming to entrepreneur class today. I can't even hear that shit.
I know.
I'm like, what? I don't want to fucking be like you. If I listen to you, will I end up like you? Well, fuck that. I ain't doing none of this shit. I'm gone.
You're right, though. You're fucking right, man. And this shit's too boring. You got to keep it fucking real and authentic. And you were talking about F-bombs. I'm going to see if my team, because I say a lot of F-bombs, too, but you've got me. Like, you're up there. So I'm going to see if they can do a fuck bomb meter on this episode on YouTube. We're going to do a counter for this.
Dude, I just need to, when I put my clips on Instagram, I have to bleep them now because they kept taking my page down. Everyone would report me. And everyone's trying to steal my page. They're trying to fucking say I'm impersonating myself, so I can't even have my own fucking picture up. Like, the thing is, people are like, I made more money on some days when my Instagram was down anyways because I don't have one platform clicking. I got them all going. I'm not a fucking idiot. I need to do more on my TikTok and these other ones, but I mean,
I suck at TikTok and Twitter, dude. I'm decent on Instagram.
I was thinking those too. Like, I really need to have my Twitter cracking and my TikTok, but my podcast, my YouTube. But what I do and what we do, the best viewers are podcasts and YouTube viewers. Those are the best because they actually are committed to knowledge. They're sitting down and giving an hour of their time to absorb. They want it. Those are the by far for coaches, the best platforms.
I agree.
And then Instagram second, because you can actually close in the DM and close, you know, and talk to it.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is chapter two of my life. I'm wanting to start to get into more, you know, advising, coaching people from scaling business. Super excited about it, right? I don't have to run this big fucking monster anymore. I get to do me time and fucking invest in people and help them elevate or learn how to scale a business.
Like yourself, if you don't have an outlet, it will eat you alive.
Yes.
Like it will fester inside of you. It's almost a punishment from above when you don't give what you've known. The hero's journey, Joseph Campbell, like to a T. You've gone through it. You're going to be able to show them exit strategies, building a fucking brand, personal brand and big business. I mean, these are the amount you can save, the amount you can time collapse someone's outcome is disgusting. Like, I have real estate coaches. One of my new guys, Will Grimes, he just signed up. First week, he did 100K. But, I mean, he has 177,000 followers and was on Andy Frazella's podcast. Once we did his offerings, his content and all his shit, he made 100K in the first fucking week. First week of dropping a business, $100,000. And the thing is like, he will do a multi-seven-figure this year and eight-figure by next year. But that's the biggest thing is that it's no longer just festering inside of them, because all the people who have all this knowledge, they get to let it go. Like, the guys who are talkers, who like need to go on stage. Like, I remember a long time ago, I went to the first mastermind meeting I was at, and me and Todd Herman were like fighting for the mic when we had like certain shit to say. And he's like, well, the two extroverts are here, me and Wes, and everybody else is like a super entrepreneur, like Mike Filsaime, Rich Sheffrin. I mean, top dudes. Like, and they're just, and like even the Morrison brothers were there. And these are like dudes, they got jets and shit. They've had jets, you know. These are motherfuckers. And they're just all like the more the introverted guys who crunch the numbers, the binary dudes who fucking murder it.
Losing the audience, right? The audience is like this.
Yeah, but we're sitting up here just like fighting for the mic. But I mean, I love your energy. You can't be reproduced. And that's a great thing. I don't give people props. If the dude fucking doesn't have it, I'm like, God damn it. But next thing is take that physique to the next level, because you got the size. Like, I was always a thicker white dude, and I didn't like my shape. I was embarrassed of my forearms because they were so big, and like, I had slight tits. I was pale. I had like veins through my chest that were like green. Yeah. I wouldn't tan. And then now, dude, I love those veins now that I'm tan and they're just busting out. Now my forearms are big and I lost some weight other places. Now I love them. Like, everything that was something I was embarrassed of, once I did the work, was like an attribute that I was proud of. Fucking people don't see that. I see that in them because I went through it all. I'm like, oh no, this is going to happen. We're going to move this, do this. This is the outcome. Like, how the fuck do you see that? I'm like, oh no, I did it. That's how I see it. And I did it for a lot of people.
You know, and it's all priorities, right? So like, someone like you who, you know, you built a business, a brand on your physique, and then now you're giving them the knowledge to scale business, to hustle, to take it to the next level. I've always been mine on sales and scaling and fucking walking in and fucking, you know, fucking closing every fucking deal. And how can you build business and how can you, you know, scared money don't make money. But I need to start prioritizing. I'm 43 years old. I got two grandkids.
And when we laser focus on a weak point, our strengths just massively rise. A lot of people stand on their strengths in the industry and that they just don't realize they're not hitting all the audience they can. And I mean, if you're really, when it's a personal brand, Mike, you basically like, you're showing your life as a reality show and you're catching every individual avatar's eyes. And then you have a service that fits everybody. And there's something for everyone. Like a mid-level life and mid-level like life accelerating program is always the best for these guys with financial programs because they can build 5 to 7 to 10,000 people more disciplined, loving life better, feeling more confident. And then they're like, oh, I trust you, Jason. Let me do that $50,000 or $100,000 a year financial program. Now I feel worthy. Most people know they can do everything. They really know they can. They don't not believe our programs work. They don't believe they can stick to them. So when you're someone who can really show them, I'm going to stand in front of your bullshit and I'm going to keep you accountable to this because I have the passion. That's the guy who will be able to land all the clients in the coaching space.
Right. Good. Hey, fucking lots of gems here, dude. And lots of F-bombs, which I always love. I don't like that. Some people I get to interview and I'm like, why the fuck did they send me this person? There's
dude,
no
I'm
energy
so
here.
Mad that I can't say as many F-bombs as I want to on Instagram anymore. It like alters my whole fucking verbiage and my language. I'm like, what the fuck was that? So now I just cuss as much as I want and I put the captions and bleep them. And I'm hoping that I can get away with that for a fucking while.
Seems like it's working. I love your post. I'm going to have to subscribe more and watch and check it out and pick your brain more in the business standpoint of building coaching and things like that. Because I am interested in
two and eight figure first year. Like I have one of my guys who just signed up first week. He did 186,000, but he's like a billionaire almost. He's a multi-hundred millionaire. He's got the jet, the yacht, everything. Spofford. And in the first fucking like 3 weeks, he's done like 250, like 300. But we don't show a lot of those bigger guys' numbers because they're already balling. They're like, don't show anything less than an M, Wes. What the fuck is this? Like you show 300,000 in the first couple weeks. That's fucking jet fuel. Like, the fuck? But like, I mean, a guy like that knowing how to so I take people's zone of genius and then I make their content and their offers around their zone of genius and life and wisdom. So then I can I'd make you an easy four meets a year, 100K program of teaching people on just four meetups a year, $100,000, how to scale their business correctly. We'd make the content behind just hitting those avatars consistently. And you would be surprised at how many people are so fucking balling out there. Like, I'm sure you know. But I mean, once you start putting out content, these people do not. There is savages out there. Like, once I did Andy Frizzella's podcast, I had like a following of like 20,000 eight-figure people who were just like, oh, you're doing that? Cool. It's only 10. Can I pay extra for it to be like more involvement? And they're like, oh, yeah, here. Boom, here's 30. But someone like me who writes, I mean, $650,000 checks for a goddamn car, I don't find it weird for someone to write a check for $20,000 for a year of fucking coaching.
Right.
I show people I own all my cars. All my ex-wife burned the other ones, but I have like the pink slips for all my fucking cars. Here's
look at
a
that.
2020 Ferrari. Here's a 2022 Maybach. Like she burned some of the other ones, but she's cool.
You got to get those in Wyoming.
Oh, dude, I'm just so scared of literally because I won't live there for 180 days out of the year.
You don't have to. No, you don't have to for Wyoming for the cars.
You just have to have property.
You just create an LLC. No, you don't even have property. You just create an LLC out there, and it's just a tax write-off special for the cars. So I've been told, and that's what we did about 2 years ago.
There's always stipulations about actually spending time there. And like, if you're not going to,
I would not spend time in Wyoming. Fuck Wyoming. But but for the cars, it's an asset.
One of my boys, Applebaum, Jason in Florida. I mean, motherfucker – he's in Florida, a state that is like notable for not having bad taxes. And he's got Montana plates on his fucking his Rolls Royce in Florida. So
it's something to do with protecting it as an LLC if something happens. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I got to look into that. I've been growing so quick. There's so many things I'm doing wrong, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, you'll learn from it. You're flying the plane in the sky,
dude. I paid $500,000 or $600,000 last year in taxes on like literally making like $7 or $8 million. This year we did like 18, and I'm paying $1,030,000. And I know I could have done better, everyone out there. Wes, don't pay him that. I'm going to film a video of me actually paying the direct check for $1,030,000 to Uncle Sam and be happy about it. I'm still learning. I'm not saying I know everything about the tax game and all that. But I swear to you guys, 4 and 5 years in, I'm going to have that mastered too. And then we're going to be lethal.
Hey, Grant Cardone has the tax game fucking mastered. That I'll tell you. And Trump.
A lot of people are telling me about 750 hours as a real estate professional to then take my S corp earnings and then throw them into. I feel like a dumbass talking about it because I've never done it. I only talk about what I've done. So the basis of what I've done is the simple shit, like vehicles, fucking SEP IRA. I mean, as many expenses as I can that fit like my social media profile of travel, this, that, the other. And I still knocked it down pretty fucking good. But yeah. I mean, that's why a lot of cars were bought. But I mean, people are like, you can't do all that. I'm like, do you guys don't realize the IRS wants you to do that? They're saying, don't pay us, put money into the economy. And that's what? Pays them, motherfucker. So that's people think that that's like a loophole. It's like, no, it's an allowable expense for a goddamn business.
We're in the greatest country in the world. You got to fucking pay taxes. It is what it is. You can't get, you know, people got to understand that.
Goddamn potholes in San Diego, though. People ask how much charity I do, and I might just start a Watson Fit charity truck that goes around filling potholes. That might be the extent of what I do.
Because you take those rides out and it pisses you off. It's like, pop, I get it.
Shit, bro. Like, you can't even drive some of these motherfuckers. I got the Phantom on 26s. I got the Maybach on 24s. I'm ghetto, bro. Like, I grew up in Oceanside as a drug dealer, fucking listening to trap music. You better believe I got the huge rims on all my shit, and I'm bumping Lil Baby or fucking Moneybag. Yo, I don't give a fuck. Even in prison, like, the other white boys are like, you listen to that shit? I said, fuck yeah, I do. You got a problem with it? What? And then some of the other dudes would come up and be like, hey, that shit's dope, dude. Like, they think they got to keep it in wraps. I'm like, I never hid nothing of mine. That's why people who are like us are good on social media as a personal brand. Your page is already massacring from the podcast. But any like your personal branding is going to be fucking clutch because you're not as scared to say what the fuck you like and what you do. I know people that are afraid to pick a song because it'll be scrutinized. I'm like, goddamn pussy. How the fuck are you living so much fear, bro?
So let me ask you this. We're both from the West Coast. Biggie or Pac?
Oh, I listen to Pac all day. Yeah,
that's right, baby.
I put up to my squat videos and workout videos at least twice a week. It's Still Ballin' and what's that one fucking Ambitions as a Rider?
I love that fucking song.
Imagine you're like from prison and you've been out 5 years. You're walking out the gym and everybody has to see you walk out to a new crazy ass car each day and just know that. Fuck, this dude's murking it. Like, and then I can teach them all for $3,000 or $7,000 how to change their life completely. Like, I have a kid, he signed up the other day for 6 months at 12.5. Like, 2 hours after our first call, he made $1,500. And now I'm going to ride with him for life, like guiding him. And he's going to be, I'm just building these fucking dudes who just get it. And what are they peddling? They're telling you to quit drinking. They're telling you to stop doing drugs. They're telling you to wake up early. They're telling you to work out, be positive, read, like understand your internal state and like your energy within and give good energy to people. We're selling the best product known to man, which is healing, bro. And teaching others to do the same. We're not doing it as some fucking pussy granola eating lames who are not who we want to be. Like sitting there by a fucking stream all, this is how you manifest shit. Motherfucker, you have to manifest shit by doing the goddamn work. Like the motherfucker who has the highest level of self-mastery, he'll manifest everything. Because guess what? He won't negotiate with the work that needs to be done to make it happen in the real fucking world. A lot of motherfuckers are all spiritual bypassing. They think it's okay to like care so much in God or the universe or whatever the fuck they believe in to where they don't have to do some real work in the real world. It's like you're supposed to be so spiritually inclined that you run by universal laws. They govern you and you actually have a tangible result on this fucking plane to then guide other people down here, because that's the goal. Like create entities being created to then orchestrate a massive change down here by truly emphasizing what the moral guidances of our upright man are.
A fucking men to that, dude. Like, I could sit here and talk to you all day just because I fuck it. The energy is fucking great.
Mistake, it's on me. Fuck. Bro, we gotta go. We would shut the place down. We'd just be hitting the table. Like, fucking.
Oh, let's go, dude. Like, we definitely gotta connect. You know, I come out to San Diego a little bit. I want to connect after the show. I want to pick your brain. I'm a big believer of everybody learns from everybody. So I am not the guy. It's like, I know everything. Like I could build a fucking business. I just started a new business a couple months ago, broke a million in sales in less than 2 months. Right. And I've opened it up, vested in that. So I've got that down to the fucking T. I can do it with my eyes closed. Multiple $100 million companies. But I've got to I want to get into the coaching game. I want to get into the helping motherfuckers, advising them.
Laugh how easy I make it. You're like, people are like, what? This is that easy? I'm like, dude, it's that easy. Stop. Content, call to action, close. Here's what we're closing. Just stop. Just chill. And they're just like, what about this? What about this? That's what all those other guys told you that's not working for them. This is a personal brand, relational over transactional. It's run completely different. It is run completely different than any business. It's almost stupid, but you have to look at the kids. You have to look at the kids that just love what they're doing, and they have such a monetizable brand from just loving it. I love my followers. I've been scrutinized for saying I'll trade everything else I have in life for my followers, and I won't trade them for nothing. Like, they're everything to me.
That's key. So we're definitely going to touch base because I want to get into that part of that game. You know, the podcast does great. The books, the speaking does great.
It's not even a question.
I want to get out there and share it.
You owe us. When you say multi nine figures, I'm like, what? There's something everyone's going to be like, oh shit, what? And that's, everybody wants that freedom.
Yeah. And look, this close to going public, and then some shit happened. Like, super exciting. Did a bunch of presentations to public and private companies, learn the fucking game, learn how to, you know, sell the business, raise capital, all of that shit. Pretty good since I didn't go to college and lived a shitty fucking childhood. But I learned, kind of like you. You fucking found something and you learned. You failed, you learned. You struggled, you learned. You picked it up, you learned. You fucking got better. You failed forward. You didn't quit. You became persistent. Like you said, you posted every fucking day. You didn't side press anything, which is the fucking difference of people being great and people just getting by. And I fucking love that, Wes. I do. I fucking gets me excited, man.
This just all got me beaming. I'm gonna haul ass in the F8 down to get a shake or something and back to the pad. But bro, life is lovely, bro. Just spread that positivity and energy to everybody and that love to everybody. But make sure love ain't lies, man. Put the brakes on them. When they're tripping, put the brakes on them. When they're out of alignment, when their actions, thoughts, and energy are out of alignment with where they're going, you got to fucking tell them. Be like, this isn't going to work. What the fuck is it? How does this end up? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, well, look at it. Where is it going? And they're like, oh, okay, I get it. And I'm like, okay, let's do this. This is going here. Alignment is not fucking rocket science, bro. It's literally the most clear as day thing. Do all these, this is what happens. But everybody, where they fuck up, they don't like the timeline. So they get out of whack trying to do crazy shit to try to shorten the timeline. That's the fucking problem. The greats just pick something, say, I'm going to be the best at this for the rest of my life. Done. What?
Yeah, because you can't be great at everything. Pick what your skill sets are and fucking ride that thing and continue to double down.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, Wes, thank you very much. Everyone can find you on your website at WesWatson.com. Right?
WesWatson.com. And then GP Penitentiary Life YouTube channel with Wes Watson. And then Watson_fit on Instagram. Probably have a hard time finding me there because for some reason there's 900 fakes. And then you have to barely find me. But Watson, at Watson_fit Instagram. GP Penitentiary Life YouTube channel with Wes Watson. And then WesWatson.com to sign up for coaching. And when you sign up for my coaching, you'll get a text from directly as you put your info in. And the craziest shit is I really fucking answer it. So I'll after this call, I'll really answer these sales and I'll really fucking, you'll really be talking to me. And that's what I feel sets me apart too, is the authenticity. Yeah.
No, I love that, man. Thank you for what you're doing in this world. Thank you for fucking being an icon, sharing the love, sharing the wisdom, making a fucking difference and not taking shit and helping this youth fucking step up and do what they got to do, baby. That's it. That's a wrap on the BAM podcast.